This tape was made Saturday, January 17th, 1976, at Wagoner, Oklahoma, where the formal dedication of a new agricultural service center for the United States Department of Agriculture is about to take place with Senator Henry Bellman and Assistant Secretary of Agriculture Joseph Wright of Washington, D.C., to take part. The music is provided by the Wagoner High School Band, and the invocation is given by the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Wagoner.
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, as we assemble for this very special occasion, we invoke your blessings upon this ceremony of dedicating this beautiful building to the service of this area and mankind around the world. We thank you for these agencies that have kept before us the need for proper stewardship of soil, and have unlocked many of the secrets of causing it to be more productive. We thank you for every one who represents these agencies and represents the needs of the people in order that more food may be produced, and that it would be a blessing to all mankind. And it's for this purpose that we pray your blessings upon this building as it is used. In Christ's name, amen.
Welcome by the mayor of Wagoner, Kenneth Peterson.
Thank you, Don. As the mayor of the city of Wagoner, I wish to extend to each of you a welcome to Green Country and to the dedication of this new agricultural service center, first of its kind of Oklahoma. As a representative of the city of governing body, it is my privilege to welcome United States Senator Henry Bellman, Mr. Ferdy Deering, USDA representatives and guests. The concept of an agriculture one-stop service center is a step towards better service not only to the farmers, but to the residents of all Wagoner County. The city in the past has enjoyed various services such as improved housing, drainage work, aerotography, and other areas from the USDA. In this bicentennial year, it seems fitting to move constructively forward in our nation's strongest, most competitive enterprise, agriculture. We are basically an agriculture oriental county that shall cooperate fully with the USDA to meet the challenge of Century 3 agriculture and agriculture business. Again, may I say welcome to Wagoner. Thank you.
I would like to introduce some of our special guests we have in the audience today. And if you would, please hold your applause until we are finished. As I call your name, would you please rise or step forward so we can see where you are? First of all, we have Ernest Shiner, editor of the Oklahoma Farmer Stockman. Mr. Shiner, in the back. We have Mr. and Mrs. Vernon Counts, editor of the Oklahoma Rural News. Mr. Counts. Mr. and Ms. Wayne Lyles, farm director KWTV Oklahoma City. We have Mr. and Mrs. Bud Stewart with Senator Bellman's office out of Muskogee. I believe also we have the entire state ASCS committee and their wives. Would you please rise, please? Lawrence Roy with the state ASCS office. Mr. Roy is back in the back. We have Nelson Robinson, Chief of Broadcasting Services, USDA ASCS Information Division of Washington, D.C. Mr. Robinson, here in the corner. We have Jim Stone, radio and TV editor, Agriculture Information Services, OSU. Jim. We have Gus McCaslin, Associate Farm Editor with the Tulsa World. We have our state representative from Wagner County, Mr. Bill Lancaster. Back in the back. We have from the Wagner newspaper, Mr. Frank Spence. Mr. Spence, over here. Mr. Bob Swabe, District Director, Farmers Home Administration, on the front row. Bill Sharp, District Director, ASCS. Nick Lambeth, Area Conservationist for the Soil Conservation Service, over here. Jack Jones, Information Specialist for the Soil Conservation Service out of Stillwater. Jack. We have Don Bluejacket, representing Senator Bartlett. Back here in the back. We have Howard Waters, the West Central Regional Director, ASCS. Here on the front row. I'm sure that I have missed some, and I apologize for it. At this time, let's give these people a round of applause, please. Now I would like to introduce the County Supervisor for Farmers Home Administration, Jack Huggins.
Thank you, Bob. Before I get into introductions of staff, and I've checked around, I think my committee, they're all farmers, and I think they took this day. I'm not sure, I haven't seen you here, but I'll call on them here in a few minutes. But first, I want to thank some people that's helped make this dedication possible. The Wagner Chamber of Commerce has furnished refreshments today, and we appreciate this very much. Also, we'd like to thank the Wagner Band for coming out and playing music for flag raising ceremonies. We want to thank the Company B of the 120th Engineer of the local National Guard. We'd like to thank our city police for helping us in directing our traffic. And above all, we want to thank the local merchants and our local newspaper for giving us such coverage on this. We've had wonderful coverage on this dedication, and we want all these people to know that we do appreciate it. And Mr. Hudson, we want to thank you for building such a nice facility here for us and put us in a building that we're all proud of, and it's comfortable for us people who are working and trying to help the rest of the county. And we do want to thank you very much for this nice building. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my right hand. It's a person that there's no way that I can get along without, and that's my county office assistant, Ms. Elvira Colbert. Would you stand, please? I've looked around for my committee. If Mr. Carl Kelly is here, would you please stand? Mr. Fred George Porter. Mr. Kelly is near Coweta. And also Mr. William Abernathy from OK. I didn't see those people there, so here they are. I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson. We were kind of trying to check everyone as they come in the door, and we missed some in this large crowd. I'm sorry. At this time, I'd like to give just a short, brief description of what Farmers Home Administration does. We're an agricultural lending agency under the Department of Agriculture, and the objective is to furnish a supplemental line of credit. We're not to compete with private or conventional type source of other credit. Farmers Home, through its state office, its county offices, administers some 20 programs for individuals and groups living in rural areas. The program falls mainly into three major categories. We have our Farmers Program, which consists of our farmland, our operating loans. We have our Housing Program, which is a big program. We have our Community Service Programs, which a lot of you people are enjoying water out in the rural areas, and that covers that program. We feel that Farmers Home Administration is privileged, very privileged to have the opportunity to help the growth of rural America. Thank you.
Some of you, I'm sure, do not know me. My name is Paul. I'm with the Soil Conservation Service here in Wagner County. And at this time, I would like to introduce my staff. First of all, we have Gary Bishop, our soil conservationist. Gary's over here. We have Alfred Thompson, our conservation technician, back here in the back. And our clerk, Madge Sprangle, seated over here. As most of you know, the Soil Conservation Service in each county works through our local conservation districts. And at this time, I would like to introduce our local conservation district board. We have Ewell Lancaster, our chairman, back in the back. I might add that Bill Lancaster, our representative, is his son. We have Floyd Young, our secretary treasurer, here. George Stunkert, from Coweta, remember, back in the back. And Mark Bethel, here too. The Soil Conservation Service, through the local conservation districts, give technical help to all land users who request it. The objective of the Soil Conservation Service is to encourage the use of each acre of land within its capabilities and to treat each acre of land according to its needs. We are here to serve the people of Wagner County. Anything that we can do to help, we would enjoy doing. At this time, I would like to introduce Mr. Don Harkey, the County Executive Director of the ASCS.
Thank you, Paul. The Wagner County ASC office represents the county committee system. That's a system of elected committeemen helping to formulate policy governing crop allotments, administering price support and storage facility loans, and the agriculture conservation program where cost sharing is possible on ponds, terraces, and pasture practices. Now, the committeemen that make these decisions, I want to introduce them now, are Ralph Brady, back at the back, Jack Carter over here, Leonard Fryman, and Sherrod Parker here. Sherrod also works on our with the county sheriff's department here, and sometimes it's impossible for him to be here, so I don't see Sherrod right now. If I'm missing him, I'm sorry. The two program assistants, and these are the two people that really help you get the work done there in the office, are Miss Christine Lynham. Chris, would you stand? And Phyllis Redford. Now, these are the two ladies that really help get the work done. We really appreciate them. At this time, it's my privilege to introduce a person that's done an outstanding job for agriculture and for Oklahoma and for ASCS. He's engaged in livestock and wheat farming. He's been president of the State Poll Hereford Association for four terms. In 1962, he was elected to the Oklahoma House of Representatives. and was reelected 3 times. He's active in church activities as a layman and as a deacon of his church. He's the only state executive director in the nation to receive the ASCS Administrator's Award for Excellence. And I'll also say that he's a boss that we're all very proud of. Would you help me welcome Mr. Harold E. Hunter?
You know, this kind of a day and that kind of welcome makes me think of a situation that happened to me several years ago when we were still milking an old cow that we used to have out on the farm. That old cow was the kind of a stubborn old beast that wasn't very doggone smart. Our barn out in Garfield County sits in a prairie country, you know, and it sits on the north slope of a hill, and there are no trees on it whatsoever. It was a morning considerably colder than this. It was sleeting. The rain was just kind of coming down, a little sleet, a little rain, and that old cow, as I went out there that morning to get some milk for her, from her, to put on our kitchen table, she was standing on the north side of that barn, right in the worst of the weather. She was humped up, you know, and just as shivering for all she was worth. I opened the door, and she come right in. She stuck her head in the stanchion, and I closed it, you know, and she went to eating that feed, and I sat down beside her to rob that little bit of milk that we needed for the kitchen table. As I pulled my big old heavy woolly buttons off and I stuck them under my armpit and I sat down there and I went to milking that old cow. And she turned her head over her shoulder and she looked at me with those great big old limpid blue eyes of hers and she said, "Thank you for that warm hand." I would say the same thing to you today, and I think that the fact that that sun has come out is going to put us in a good mood to hear the rest of this program. We're prickle tickle to death to be here for this particular event. And I tell you, the thing that makes us most happy about it is the participation that we feel, the expression of cooperation that we have sensed from the local folks here as you've gathered with us. This is the purpose of what we're doing. This is the purpose of the concept of the One Stop Service Center, is to see to it that our federal USDA agencies cooperate to a better degree and offer a more unified service to you all. And I think the fact that you folks are gathered here this morning indicates that within this community, that type of cooperation exists. I'm not going to read this whole book to you, but it's a kind of an interesting thing that this is a book that was written and published in 1945. And it was written by a man by the name of Ferdy Deering that you're going to hear from in just a minute. Got about 2 or 3 quotes I'd like to read out of. And you know the idea, that the thing is, this book delineated in 1945, 31 years ago, the very concept that we're seeing come to pass at this particular time. We'd thought, Ferdy, about the idea of wrapping this book in red tape and showing that it takes 31 years of red tape to get the things done in government that someone can think of a long, long time ago. It's one short quote. While the writer feels that the opinion that country buildings would do more than any other one thing, county buildings would do more than any other one thing to consolidate the efforts of the department into a unified working program, maybe an overstatement, certainly it is an important factor that should not be overestimated. And this is an expression of it here. And you know, agriculture has changed in 10 years, it's changed in 30 years, it's changed in 40 years, and yet we are still operating in many places with the same procedures and under the same circumstances and with the same facilities we had all those years ago. And he writes it here, "An old woman can plow a field with a pestle-tailed mule and a Georgia stock. It's been done even while the old woman looked after 2 or 3 young'uns pulling at her apron strings. It's slow work, but it can be done. That is not the recommended way of plowing these days, though." Remember, this was written in 1945. "A modern tractor with 2 or 3 row equipment and a capable operator at the wheel not only will plow the field quicker, but also will do a better job. The United States Department of Agriculture is like the old woman with the plow. It's holding on to old-fashioned methods of organization while it's trying to render efficient service to a modernized and a mechanized agriculture. Certainly that's more true today than it ever was even at that particular time." So, it's my real pleasure this morning to present to you the author of this book, written some 31 years ago, and let him reminisce just for a little bit here, if he would, and tell us a little bit about what his thoughts were at that time, perhaps, and as he sees this thing come to fruition. Ferdy Deering is a man that's had a great impact on agriculture in Oklahoma and in the nation. Ferdy, come up here and be greeted by these folks.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Senator Bellman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I am as much surprised at that, what has happened, as you may be, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I came to write that book. I didn't start out to write a book about it, but I wrote it because I was confused. When I came out of the Pontotoc County Hills, where I had got my start in journalism on the 80 Evening News, I joined the Farmer Stockman in the 1930s as associate editor. I was 26 years old at the time. And a few years later, Clarence Roberts, who had been the editor for many years, died, and I became the editor of the Farmer Stockman when I was 32. I was still very damp behind the ears and so green that I didn't dare wear anything that color. Well, sometimes I get lost out in the pastures. I traveled around this country and I visited Wagner County and all the other counties of the state and most of Texas during that time. Ewell Lancaster was recalling a while ago that he met me on a trip over here in 1938. But I was working with the various government agencies. They made quite a distinction at that time between action agencies and money agencies and educational agencies and other kinds. I worked for the county agency, SCS, the AAA, and so forth. And when I'd go out with one of these fellows, I would frequently run into them, they'd talk about the others, how they were not doing getting the job done, they ought to be abolished and so forth. Then I talked to the farmers and they were confused. They'd go to town and they'd have to go to this building to get that, and another building get something else, another building, and so on. So I decided if I was going to be editor of the Farmer Stockman magazine, I ought to understand the United States Department of Agriculture. And so I set that as a task for myself. And the deeper I got into it, the more confused I became. So I started writing a series of articles. I'd never been to Washington at that time. And so I made the trip to Washington. I established some contacts. I obtained a lot of information about the subject and wrote a series of articles. From reading those articles, Savoy Lawtonville, who then was director of the University of Oklahoma Press, suggested that I turn it into a book, and that's how it happened. And the University of Oklahoma Press at Norman published it. It didn't go over with a bang. Not long ago, it doesn't really have anything to recommend it. It doesn't have any beautiful girls in it. It doesn't have a single dirty word in it that I can recall. And it doesn't have any murders, no mystery, no Perry Mason. It just doesn't have anything. Not long ago, the Department of Agriculture ordered 50 copies of it. A reporter was asking me about that. He said, how do these sales compare with this book when it was in its heyday? I said, Alan, this book never did have a heyday. However, there's one interesting thing about a year or two after it came out, I received a telephone call from Savoy Lawtonville, who told me that the American and German government wanted to publish that in Germany. And I thought he was kidding me, but they actually did translate that book into the German language and published an edition of it at Frankfurt. I intended to bring that copy of the German edition along today, but I forgot it. But I got one copy of it, and the university got one copy. That's all we ever got in this country. But it is not true that they published it to punish the Germans for their war crimes, however. But this book was a compilation of the studies that I did in trying to figure out what the Department of Agriculture was all about. Farmers needed help in the 1930s and in the 1940s, and they need help today. And the Department of Agriculture was created more than 100 years ago for the purpose of helping farmers to produce the food that this country needs and to produce it profitably. unfortunately, it has been reorganized so many times and disorganized a few times so that it hardly resembles what it ought to, what it might be. I'm still very much in favor of it. I think we have a very fine man as Secretary of Agriculture today, but he is in a situation where he has to take direction from a liberal Congress that is more concerned about food prices for consumers than it is about the farmers who have to produce it. He has to take orders from an administration that listens too closely to the union labor bosses and not enough to the farmers, and we don't always get the results that we ought to have. I hope that we will get some improvement in that in the future. I don't want to take too much credit for this idea about credit that did not do me for this idea about the building. It didn't originate with me. It originated with farmers out on the hills of Oklahoma and who were going to town trying to deal with these various agencies, and they were frustrated and confused. They didn't have good air conditioned pickup trucks like then, like they did now. Many of them still had horses and wagons, and they were having a hard time making a living. They didn't get to town as easy. The good roads were scarce. And we were just trying to help the farmers to get along. We still are. And we think that the food production of the United States is the greatest asset that any nation in the world has today. It is the most powerful weapon we have for peace. It is the greatest asset that the United States has for maintaining our freedom. And it is my sincere desire that this idea here will contribute to the well-being and prosperity of farmers and agriculture and to the further development of our industry as a weapon to help spread freedom around the world. And that's what we're all interested in. We want freedom, we want free enterprise, and we want prosperity for everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
The state conservationist, the director in a sense of at the state level of the SCS service is Roland Willis. He has only had that position now for a couple of weeks. He replaced a man who has retired from that position, and Roland is a native of Oklahoma and has been here for several years, a couple years or so in the office, anticipating, I expect, at least we've been anticipating, that he would have the position that he now holds. We're glad that he's new to the state conservationist, and so I'll ask him to come and make a presentation. Roland?
Thank you, Harold. It's a privilege for me to be here today with you. And I sure am glad that it's starting to warm up a little bit. I know you are, too. I see a lot of good friends out in the audience, and I hope before the day is out we'll have an opportunity to visit some. And some of you I haven't met, I want an opportunity to get better acquainted with you. This morning, we have with us Mr. Joe Wright, the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Administration. He will address you shortly. I haven't known Joe very long, but I've learned two or three things about him already. Number one, he's a man of action. And number two, he's very positive. Number three, he has a broad knowledge of the scope, not only of agriculture, but other agencies, other departments as well, which I consider to be a real asset for agriculture. A little more background on Joe. He was born in Tulsa, which automatically makes a warm spot in our heart for him. In 1972, he selected as one of the outstanding young men in the United States. He entered federal service as Assistant Secretary for Commerce. He served in this capacity from 1971 till 1973. Prior to that, he had worked as Vice President of Booz, Allen, and Hamilton Consulting Firm from 1965 to 1971. He holds a bachelor's degree from the Colorado School of Mines and an MBA degree from Yale University. Joe, we're looking forward to your presentation, and without any further ado, Joe Wright.
Well, I'll say one good thing about a day like this, it's going to cut the speeches down. Except for one thing, Frank Russ over here, I mentioned that to him inside, and he said, yeah, except for one thing, Joe, why we invite you down is we need hot air out there. I'm going to get you back for that one. Well, I'm delighted to be here today. If nothing else, just to be back in Oklahoma, because this is kind of where my heart is. And that's one of the good parts about being in the Department of Agriculture. I will make this very short. Let me give you just a few points. I kind of want you to take home with you. I'm going to make sure that I don't upstage the senator. And I can't say too much more beyond what Ferdy did, because he upstaged me. But as he said, this department is a little over 100 years old. We celebrated our centennial a few years ago. It was formed by President Lincoln in 1862. And he said a very short and sweet thing about us, and it's over the marble portico when you first come into the department. He said, this is the department of the people. At that time, the biggest problem was food production and the care of our land. And ever since then, the Department of Agriculture has been working for that purpose, and that is helping our citizens to feed themselves. That was our number one goal. Now, since then, you're absolutely right. As I think it was a Herald, you called us, the gal with the two kids hanging down by the straps, trying to sit there and plow the field. Well, of course, you know, in some cases, we may be that lady over there plowing the field with an old plow, but those two kids pulling us back don't help all the time, either. But it's true, the department is a big department. In part of being a department of the people, we've gotten to the point now in terms of total employees, we're about 115,000. 80,000 are permanent full-time. We're in 15,000 locations across this country. We're in everything from the Forest Service on down to our food stamp programs, to our international programs, and then our traditional programs, which are really the heart of what we do as ASC, Farmers Home, SCS, Farmers Crop, Extension Service, and so forth. We're 30 agencies and offices. It's not easy to run something of that size. We're running up to a $14 billion budget this year. By golly, we're doing one thing. As we take our 9,000 delivery points across this country, which is our county offices, and we're putting them together in these service centers, we are people trying to help people and trying to do the best job we can for the taxpayers' dollar. We're in a vital business, and it's becoming more vital every year as our exports have gone from a low of $6 billion not too long ago up to $22, $23 billion now. And we're providing the difference in the balance of trade in this country. And we're the ones who are really sitting here. I think agriculture is coming to the forefront right now. People are beginning to appreciate a little bit more about what it means. We have other countries coming back to us and figuring out how in the world do we do it. And we're sending our people overseas. 61,000 in the last 20 years have gone overseas to help them become as good as we are. So it's an enviable place to be. It's where the action is. As the secretary said one day among his top staff, he said, gentlemen, one of these days, you're going to be at one of the old watering holes. That's what he calls Miami Beach or wherever it is where you go on vacation. You figure out after the third day, what are you going to do tomorrow? And he said, you may be working very hard right now. He says, but when you get to a point about 20 years from now, you're going to look back on it and you're going to say what great days they were when you were in the Department of Agriculture, when so much action was going on, you were helping so many people, and by golly, you were doing the best job you can to get the greatest service for the buck. This is the Service Centers program, getting our people together to work harder, to support the people of which we were intended to support. From the standpoint of Washington, Hal's in Oklahoma, and all the rest of it, I promise you we'll do the best job we can. Thank you very much.
That mic scares you to death. It always squeals when you're leaving or coming. You don't know what you had and ought to do. Next gentleman I want to present to you is the director of the other of the three agencies that are involved in this building. He's the state director of Farm Home Administration. I've had a little problem, I think, a little bit back, and I remember him as chairman of the Board of Affairs down at the state capitol. I think of him, of course, in this position as the state director of FHA. I think of him as the husband of a lovely wife. Abby, would you stand up and be recognized, please? And Bud Johnson is also the neighbor of our senior U.S. senator, and so, Bud, would you come forward, please?
Thank you, Merrill. Senator, Secretary Wright, people of Wagner County and guests, it's indeed a pleasure for me to be here today and a privilege to introduce one of Oklahoma's most distinguished citizens. In fact, before I go on with the introduction, I'm sure the Senator wouldn't mind if I'd preempt it by introducing his lovely wife, Shirley Bell. Harold, I'll reciprocate. I'm sure Mrs. Hunter, where is she? She was here. Well, anyway, Mrs. Hunter was here and looking after Harold, so you don't need to worry. I'll tell you what, maybe somewhere Farms Home isn't doing things right. And I think every time we get before the Appropriation Committee, Chairman, the sun kind of goes under the crown too. But it is an honor for me to be here today and introduce the senior senator from Oklahoma. He's a native Oklahoman and a farmer and rancher, and very few farmers and ranchers are up in Washington, especially in the U.S. Senate. And he's also has, with his lovely wife, Shirley, they have three daughters. He's a graduate from OSU, Marine Corps veteran, was a member of the House of Representatives in Oklahoma. He was a county chairman and a state chairman of the Republican Party. In 1962, he was elected governor of this great state of Oklahoma. 6 years later, he was elected U.S. Senator, and he served his second term. Recently, now in the Senate, he's on the Agriculture Committee, which is one of the most important committees in the Senate, without a doubt. And also on the Appropriation Committee, which is probably the most important committee. He's also on the Civil Service and Post Office Committee, and that's an important committee too, since I'm connected with the Civil Service. And he's a senior member of the newly formed Budget Committee, a Republican member, which I'm sure through his guidance will get some fiscal responsibility in this great country of ours. Now I'd like to introduce to you our senior senator from Oklahoma, Honorable Henry Bellman.
Committee and the Farmers Home Committee and other government officials here, Joe Wright, all our guests. This is really a happy day for us here in Oklahoma to be opening or to be formally dedicating the first agricultural service center in our state. This is a day we've all looked forward to for a long time. I was hoping it would be a little warmer, sunnier day than this, but for January this isn't too bad. But I don't want you to think that I'm going to hold it against the Farmers Home Administration because the sun went behind the cloud. I remember I'm very close to Muskogee and Ed Edmondson's hometown, and I would really be surprised if it was any other way. Tell you the truth. But I have plans when I get back to Washington to move that cloud away permanently and keep it off there for at least the next 5 years. I think Joe gave me a hint that I'm supposed to make a short speech when he was up here a minute ago, and I guess I better take his advice because I know he's been waiting for a long time. By the way, it was Don Bluejacket introduced. Don's here, I'm sure, representing Senator Bartlett from the Tulsa office. You were recognized, Don. Okay, good fella. I want you all to know him and work him hard. How about was Bud Stewart recognized representing me? I was a little late getting here. If you all wonder about it, we're on our way to Washington. We've got a U-Haul trailer pile full of mostly Shirley's property. I won't say junk. But also, we cut down a walnut tree, and I had a couple of tables made for my office. We got them in that trailer, too, if you wonder why we're hauling all that stuff away. I think it's proper for me to give you a little background on how this all came about from the congressional viewpoint. In Washington, in recent years, there's been tremendous concern about what's thought of as the urban crisis. All the slums and the disorder and the riots and the problems that we've had in the cities, including such things as a high drug abuse rate, high crime rates, high costs of welfare, high costs of government, pollution, congestion, every bad thing you can think of has happened to the cities. A lot of people in Congress have felt like the way to solve those problems is to try to do something about Washington and Cleveland and Dallas and Los Angeles and New York and the places where the problem exists. A great many of us, I think, properly feel that the problem, that that's only the symptom, that the real problem is out in the rural areas where increasingly people have been forced to leave the land and migrate to the city for the simple reason that the jobs were not available in agriculture any longer. We're doing lots of things now with machines that used to be done by hand. And since people had no alternative, they were forced into the cities where most of them probably don't want to be, and where when they get there, they find themselves unqualified for the whatever jobs are available, and in many cases, reluctantly wind up as wards of the government. So we began a long time ago, back at least as far as I'm concerned, in 1969, to help bring about a more vigorous rural development in this country, figuring that if we can get the jobs back in the country, that the people will come to where the work is and where they prefer to live anyway. And one of the things we discovered when we started working on this is a thing Freddie Durden discovered a long time ago, and that is that the USDA is divided into some very narrow segments dealing with parts of the problem, but up to now, the USDA had not realized that there's a total job for agricultural development to be done, and no one's doing it. So we started by writing the Rural Development Act in 69 or 70, and by the way, that act has never been fully funded, and if it is ever funded, which I hope it will be, it's going to make a tremendous difference in this country and make a lot more work going on buildings like this all over the United States. So we, then in addition to this, we began working with the USDA to try to get them to bring all the agencies in the department and all the personnel in the department into this whole job of not just looking after building terraces or ponds or making loans or helping people build houses or taking care of the various farm support and production control programs we have, but to work on the total concept of rural development. And I remember mostly this was falling on deaf ears until one time we had Earl Butts before the Appropriations Committee. We began to talk to him in that context and about his money and how much we could save, and we thought in the administration and make more money available for actual program use, and I think we finally got his attention. At any rate, this survey is one of hopefully thousands that will be taking this country in months ahead, and hopefully there'll be many, many more of these opening up here in Oklahoma. There is a tremendous job to be done in agriculture, quite apart from the usual traditional work of the soil conservation Conservation Service or the Farmers Home Administration or the ASCS in such areas as helping to utilize our private lands for more outdoor recreational opportunities, for helping to strengthen the social fiber of rural America, which seems to be deteriorating as our country schools have disappeared, as our rural churches in many cases have closed, as our people from the farms are now without a local base that they can go to for social activities, and in many cases seem to be sort of left out of the activities that go on in the towns or cities. Also, when you look ahead and recognize that the job for American agriculture is going to grow increasingly important as the years go by and as the world's population increases, as the number of farmers goes down, and as the expectation of the billions of people on this planet continue to rise as incomes hopefully go up. And also when you recognize that every time there's a new road or highway or airport or suburban development, we have a little less land to support this population. So American agriculture and the USDA and the agricultural service centers need to look ahead, I think, to tremendous increase in their responsibility in the job that lies ahead. And I'm very happy here in Wagner County and in the state of Oklahoma that we're now launching this program that will make the services of the USDA more easily available to the farmers, more effective so far as our consumers, both here and abroad, are concerned, and hopefully a little less costly to the American taxpayers who have over the years plowed a lot of money into the support of various agricultural programs. Now then, Ferdy, I want to explain to you that 31 years may seem to you like a long time to get a program going, but for Washington, that's moving pretty good pace. So don't be disappointed. If you want to write another book, maybe you or I won't be around to see it happen, but somebody ought to get started writing now so we'll know what to do 100 years from now. I have before me a letter that you ought to take home and frame in gold, because it isn't often you get a Secretary of Agriculture to admit something like this was a good idea and that somebody else thought of it. Politicians, and particularly I think cabinet members, when they do something, they always like to make it pretend like it was their idea. But here's a letter that's a little different. This is a letter to Ferdy Dehring. I want to read it to you. It's not long. You won't freeze, I hope. It says, "Dear Ferdy, a day or so ago when your name came up in conversation here in the Department of Agriculture, one of our staff men said, quote, 'Some years ago, Ferdy wrote a fine book that made suggestions that are now being adopted.' He was referring, of course, to USDA, Manager of American Agriculture. Now I learn that you will be present, as will my good friend Senator Bellman, at the opening of the first USDA Service Center in Oklahoma. As editor and now editorial director of the Farmer Stockman magazines, you have always enjoyed and displayed a great sense of service. Your contributions to agriculture have been outstanding. Your leadership has borne fine results. I wish I could be with you and all the other people who will be celebrating the establishment of the USDA Service Center. I congratulate all of you. I look forward, Ferdy, to many more years of fruitful friendship with you. Sincerely, Earl Butt, Secretary of Agriculture." And I'll give this to you, Ferdy, and hope you can make good use of it. Now then, in concluding, let me simply say that this building is here to serve the entire community, not only agriculture, but all the various facets of community life that agriculture touches. And I hope and I'm certain that as time goes on, we'll realize more and more the importance of the USDA, of all the agencies that it's composed of, and of the tremendously important industry, agriculture, which the USDA serves. You here in Wagner County, I believe, can expect, and I think you should insist upon, the kind of services you need out of these various agencies. After all, they work for you. And if you find out they're not doing their job right, I invite you to get hold of Bud Stewart or Don Bluejacket, and if they won't get them lined up, then you can get in touch with Dewey and me, and we'll do our best to straighten them out. Now, one thing before I sit down, I can't help but do this. I really appreciate the introduction that Bud Johnson gave me, and I want to tell you this little story in conclusion. Years ago, before I ever got mixed up in state politics, The Johnsons were our best friends. At that time, I was Republican. Now, there's a reason for my putting it that way. You'll find out in just a minute. At that time, I was Republican County Chairman of Noble County, and Addie was a Democrat Vice Chairman of Noble County, or co-chairman. So they don't have a chairman. They have two, man or woman. And things got a little tense when I started talking about becoming state chairman, and later when I decided to run for governor. Addie went through a real soul-searching time. What she would do as a loyal Democrat county leader when her good friend supposedly was running on the other side for governor was really very traumatic for her. I remember very, very well what went on in her mind. But first she made the decision, well, I just won't do anything. I'll sit it out. I won't work against my party, and I won't work against this character. So she decided she just stand on the sidelines, and she quit her job, and that's what she was going to do. And next thing I knew, by golly, we got a contribution from the Johnsons, and that wasn't exactly sitting it out, you know. And the next thing I knew, Abby had signed up and was wearing one of those private Bell and Bell dresses, and she's been on our side ever since. So I just want you to know that sometimes friendship is stronger than partisanship, and I appreciate it very much. But thank you for the introduction. And again, folks, this is a happy time and a proud time, and I'm very happy to share it with you.
Coming. We appreciate you sitting through this cold day. We appreciate you coming out here and helping us make this opening a success. There's hot coffee and cookies inside. You're free to go in there and get all that you want. There's one person here that we've missed that I've seen show up, which is Jack Simmons, our County Extension Director. Jack, we're proud to have you out here with us. Thank you very much.